¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Everybody, and welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is that time of day. It's that time of afternoon, and we got a wonderful show for you today. We're coming to you live from the Vaughan Radio studio here in Madrid, and we have a wonderful show. Today, the return of our What's Going On section. An interesting one, and a kind of historically famous section. Well, quote, I should say, or piece of text, and I'll see if you can guess what it is. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Also, Johnny Cash is going to be on the show. Now, of course, Johnny Cash is no longer living, so he won't be here in person, but we are going to have some music from the great Johnny Cash on the show today. And we're going to hear his song, The Folsom Prison Blues, and I'll tell you a bit of the story behind this one. Also, we've got questions from listeners like you in our by request portion of the show. And plenty more. So lots to talk about. Let's get it started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
It's go time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is that time, and we are going to be live today.
Estamos en aire?
Yeah, we're on the air, everybody. We are live on the air, also on Twitch. The folks at home love Twitch, right? So we are live on Twitch today. If you're a Twitch user, you can join us. The channel there is quite simply Vaughn Radio. So jump in, enjoy the fun as we're live on Twitch. And we're going to get things started. We have lots to talk about today, but we're going to get things started by jumping into the warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym.
All right, everybody, here we are in the warm-up gym, and we have lots to get into today, so we're going to get right into it with some sentences of translation. I will tell you the sentence in Spanish, and you can say it in English. Number one, ¿cómo te sientes ser millonario? ¿Cómo te sientes ser millonario? How does it feel to be a millionaire? Un millonario. Well, you say in Spanish, millonario. We would say a millionaire. So we would use the article in English. How does it feel to be a millionaire? Igual que siempre. Igual que siempre. Claro. The same as always. Igual que siempre. No es muy diferente.
Igual, ah, muy bien.
Igual que siempre. Creí que tendría más tiempo libre. I thought I would have more free time. Claro, más tiempo libre. I thought I would have more free time. Pero no es así. I don't have much free time. Bueno, pero no es así. You could say, but it's not like that. Pero no es así, but it's not like that. Los ricos tienen problemas también. Rich people have problems too. Rich people have problems too. It's true. Rich people have problems too. Pero es mejor que ser pobre. But it's better than being poor. But it's better than being poor. Es mejor que ser pobre. It's better than being. Better than, followed by the ing. Which is actually a noun, right? Better than, you know, maybe Pepsi is better than Coke. Or Coke is better than Pepsi. I don't know. Neither of them are sponsors of the show. But we're open to it. Okay? But better than followed by a noun. So if we use the verb, we would use the ing, which is a gerund noun. Right? Okay? Better than being poor. Tal vez, pero no estoy tan seguro. Maybe, but I'm not so sure. Pero no estoy tan seguro, eh? I'm not so sure, Tino. Tino's over there. You can't see him, but he's over there. He's saying, claro, tienes razón. Hoy sí. Tienes razón. Mm. Yes. Has tenido mucho éxito. Hombre, es que has tenido mucho éxito, eh? You've been very successful. So notice here, we don't say to have success, tener éxito. Well, you could say to have success, but it's much more common. You've been much, you've been very successful, right? Kubla is in the mix over here on Twitch. He says, you've been very successful. Well, thank you. And also, we are live. Everybody, we're live on Facebook today, too. People at home are saying, Dios mío, ¿en serio? Yeah, we're live on my free Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. So if you're on Twitter, or sorry, if you're online, if you're listening and you have a Facebook, si tienes cuenta de Facebook, make sure you follow. Make sure you join the fun over at English with Kyle, because we're streaming live. We're also live on Twitch today. We're live all over the place. Estamos en directos. En directo, ¿no? Mejor. Eso mejor. Eso sí. We're live. That's what I'm saying in English. We're live. Okay, voy a... This is a good one. Ahora que eres rico y famoso, ¿qué vas a hacer con tu vida? Now that you're rich and famous, what are you going to do with your life? ¿Qué vas a hacer con tu vida? Ahora que eres rico y famoso.
Eso juega ahí a tope.
Bueno. Now that you're rich and famous, what are you going to do with your life? Hombre. Voy a realizar todos mis sueños. Realizar mis sueños. I'm going to fulfill. Realizar mis sueños. I'm going to fulfill all my dreams. Eso sí, poco a poco, pero... Mm-hmm. I'm going to fulfill all my dreams. Fulfill. That's a good verb. Not just fill, fulfill. And it's F-U-L-F-I-L. Fulfill. I'm going to fulfill all my dreams. No pierdas tu sentido de la orientación. Por favor, ¿eh? No pierdas tu sentido de la orientación. Don't lose your sense of direction.
Es que no entiendo.
Well, yeah. Don't lose your sense of direction. Stay focused here, folks. Don't lose your sense of direction. El pavimento está resbaladizo. Cuidado. Es que el pavimento está resbaladizo. The pavement is slippery. Slippery. And by the way, we don't say slippery. Da-da-da. Slippery. No. Slippery. The pavement is slippery. The pavement is slippery, everybody. It's true. Te puedes resbalar fácilmente. You can slip easily. Cuidado. Cuidado. You can slip easily. This is a good piece of advice. Eso está bien. Okay. Besaos y haced las paces. Kiss and make up. Kiss and make up, guys. Come on.
Ya estoy aquí.
Bueno. Who is that, Tino, saying that? Is that one of our friends? Is that, was that Belén Esteban? Yeah. All right. Besaos y haced las paces. We say kiss and make up. My gosh, that's a good phrasal verb, isn't it? Hacer las paces, make up. But make up is a very dynamic phrasal verb. It can also mean recuperar, to make up a class. If we miss an English class, we'll make it up another day. Don't worry, we'll recuperate it another day. We'll make it up. Also, how can I make it up to you? ¿Cómo te lo puedo enmendar? ¿No, Tino? Nice, right? Not bad for a... Un guiri aquí, hablando así, right? How can I make it up to you? How can I make it up to you? To make it up to someone. How can I make it up to you? Make up can also be to invent, como inventar una historia, make up a story, make up an excuse, make up a reason. Enmendar, thank you. But here, hacer las paces. Kiss and make up. Besaos y hacer las paces. Kiss and make up, folks. Now, for those of you at home and you're saying, what is going on? Kyle is here on online, but where is he? Well, we're on Facebook today, on the English with Kyle Facebook group. It's free. No cuesta nada. You can come right into the studio and see the Vaughn Radio studio. This is a rare treat. So come on in and join me at English with Kyle. We're streaming live. We're also live today on Twitch. If you're a Twitch user, you can join the party here on Twitch. And also, speaking of Twitch, we are going to be giving away to our Twitch followers and friends, we're going to be giving away a copy of the new Speak Basketball book. Now, this is signed by Ricky Rubio. Does everybody know who Ricky Rubio is? I think so, right, Tino? He's really famous. And he co-authored this book with folks from Vaughn. And it's a great book to help you learn about basketball in English. And it's so great to learn other things in English and learn the language through a topic that you love. So if you want to do that, I recommend, if you love basketball, I recommend this book. It's called Speak Basketball. And we have a couple of copies signed, firmados, signed by Ricky Rubio. So if you want to get a copy of that book signed by Ricky Rubio, you have to be a Twitch follower and following the Vaughn Radio account. But today we're live here, and we're also live on Facebook, the English with Kyle Facebook group. So make sure you're there as well. But let's move on, everybody, because I think it's time to talk about something fun. We have a fun little challenge for you in our famous What's Going On section.
What's going on in your brain?
All right, everybody, what's going on? Guy's really enjoying himself on that song. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to play a little audio track. Now, if you're at home, then you probably can't hear this, unfortunately, can you? I don't know if they can hear this, can they, Tino? Let me see here. Maybe what I'll do is if I put these headphones up to the phone, it might pick it up for the folks who are following on Facebook, in the Facebook group. But what we're going to do is we're going to play this track, Una Pista. We're going to play this track for you and then see if you can guess who's talking. And we're going to discuss this famous little line, this famous bit of dialogue or monologue, I should say. So see if you can figure out, ¿qué está pasando? What's going on?
O.J. Simpson, in a knit cap from two blocks away, is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Okay. Now, first of all, Tino, can you tell what he's saying? Tina says, not really. He's talking about O.J. Simpson. O.J., O.J. You say in Spain, O.J., but O.J. Simpson. Orenthal J. Simpson. And this guy was a famous football player, American football player, of course. One of the greatest running backs to play the game. He retired from football. He got into a career in acting. He acted in a couple of movies. He was famous living in California. And one day his wife was dead. His wife had been murdered. And O.J. Simpson famously, this is in the mid-90s, became a suspect in the crime, in the death of his wife. And the police went to arrest O.J. Simpson, and he took off with his friend at the wheel of a white Ford Bronco. he was driving through the down the highway outside of Los Angeles, and the helicopters came, media helicopters came, and they filmed this and they broadcast it live, and people all around the world were watching what they called the low-speed chase. Not a high-speed chase, but a low-speed chase. Okay? And O.J. Simpson went into court, was taken into court. And one of the most interesting moments of the case was the moment when he had to try on, probar, to try on a glove. A guante. There was a glove that was stained with blood. Manchado con sangre. A glove that was stained with the blood of his ex-wife. It was found at the murder scene, and they thought, this is OJ's glove. Es el guante de OJ. So during the case, they famously asked OJ Simpson to try on, probar el guante. La guante, no? La guante? El guante, eso es el guante, hombre. To try on the glove to see if it fits, or to see if it fit, I should say. So as OJ pulled on the glove, you could see on his face, he was indicating, oh, my hand doesn't fit. My hand doesn't fit. This must be someone else's glove, right? Es el guante de otra persona, el asesino, pero yo no, es que mi mano no cabe. My hand doesn't fit. The glove doesn't fit. So his lawyer, Johnny Cochran, one of his lawyers, was talking about this and also talking about a moment where they saw him wearing a hat, un gorro de invierno. They talked about the fit of the hat and identifying O.J. Simpson based on the hat fitting on his head. And also the Johnny Cochran, that's correct. Kubla's writing in, giving us some play-by-play over there on Twitch. So they said, look, he was talking about the hat, but he was also making reference to the glove. And the lawyer famously says, if the glove don't fit. Now, to fit means caber. Si no cabe, si no ajuste, si no está bien el tamaño para su mano. If the glove don't fit, which should have been doesn't, but he spoke grammatically incorrect, but it was sort of an artistic moment. He says, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Now, to acquit is to throw out the case, tirare, right? To abandon the case, abandonar. Like Cinderella, exactly. Nuria, or Nuritam. Nuritam says, yeah, like Cinderella, exactly, and the slipper. Right? But Johnny Cochran famously said, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. So he's talking about that. And he's talking in this one about, he's talking about also seeing O.J. Simpson wearing a cap and identifying in him and saying, look, you see O.J. Simpson wearing a hat, it's still O.J. Simpson. You see me wearing a cap or a hat, it's still me. He's talking about hats, but he's also talking about the glove, el guante. Right? So let's hear it one more time. Johnny Cochran in the court in the mid 1990s, the O.J. Simpson case, talking about the glove, and he has the famous line, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Let's hear it.
O.J. Simpson in a knit cap from two blocks away is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Actually, I was mistaken. He does speak correctly there. He says, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Absolver. Right, absolver, no, Tino? There we go. Tino says, yes. Our legal consultant, Tino, is in the house with the checking in. All right. And there you have it. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. So here we have the verb to quit. He says, wearing a knit cap, it's no disguise. No es ningún disfraz. It's not a disguise. He wasn't trying to disguise himself. We saw O.J. Simpson over there wearing a hat. He wasn't trying to disguise himself. He wasn't running from anything. Danny says quit or quit. It's acquit. A-Q-U-I-T. No, it's quit de quitar o dejar de fumar, to quit smoking. No, this is acquit. Acquit. Okay? But we have the verb to, their verb to fit here, which is a fascinating verb, I think. Interesting verb, right? Tina, the verb to fit. You can go to a fitting room. So does the shirt fit? Is the size correct? Does it fit? So the verb to fit means to be of the right size. Also to fit inside, caber dentro. So I have this, box. I have a box here in my hand, and I could fit. I can fit one of these microphones. This is a box for my microphone cover, and I can fit it inside. Only one fits inside. Solo uno cabe dentro, eh? Nada más. One of them will fit inside. So we could say it fits, or we could also say I fit it in. To fit something into somewhere. Probably, now with COVID, we have regulations about how many people can come into the studio. But if we didn't have any COVID rules, we could probably fit 20 people in this studio. Right, Tino? 20 personas. Not speaking on the radio, but standing. De pie. 20 people could fit in here. But with COVID, we're only allowed to have, what, two or three. Even though more could fit. So we have this intransitive verb, it fits in the box, or also transitive verb, I fit it. I fit several pens into my pocket. Caben en mi bolsillo, right? 20 bolígrafos. 20 pens fit into my pocket. There you go. So we have the verb to fit, an interesting verb, a transitive and an intransitive form of that verb. Very interesting and very dynamic. All right? We have a fitting room. El probador, the fitting room. You go in there to see if your clothes fits. The clothes that you're contemplating buying, see if it fits. See if the size is right. Does it fit? Yeah, it fits. No, it doesn't fit. Okay? So there we have it. The verb to fit. We're going to take a break, everybody. We have to take a short break, but I'll be back. Volveré, no te preocupes. Don't worry, guys, I'll be back in just a few minutes. We have so much more to talk about. The expression, to go bananas. Do you know what that means, to go bananas? I'm going to explain that. I'm going to explain that after the break. We also are going to hear some music from the great Johnny Cash, the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Cash, after the break. All right? Plenty more to come. Lots more to talk about. Questions from listeners, grammar, pronunciation, history. What a show coming up right here on Vaughn Radio. Stay with me, folks. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Si los profesionales de su empresa no comunican eficazmente en inglés, su empresa no necesita clases de inglés. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente. Muchas son las empresas españolas que despilfarran el dinero contratando clases de inglés a diestro y siniestro. Café para todos y resultados para nadie. Dominar el inglés requiere enfoque, esfuerzo y un plan. En Baugen Empresas tenemos un plan. Un plan hecho a medida para su empresa. No nos interesa vender clases. Nos interesa conseguir soluciones. Y para ello, tenemos un apasionado equipo de profesores formados meticulosamente en el método Baugen. Llama al 911-335831. 911-335831. Su empresa necesita una solución y la necesita urgentemente.
Ya está aquí el Beat for Teens. El Beat for Teens es un programa de inmersión intensiva de domingo a viernes para jóvenes entre 15 y 18 años, en grupos de 6 alumnos como máximo. Mejorarán su agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva en 6 intensos días con el método Vaughan. El programa tendrá lugar en un colegio mayor e incluye alojamiento en habitación individual con baño privado, pensión completa, material didáctico de Vaughan y, por supuesto, nuestro equipo de profesores de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91 133 5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Beat for Teens, de Baugan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Baugan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com. Los Urban Camps de Baugan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
I was enjoying that for an extra minute there. Johnny Cash. This one came out in 1956 from the album, well, the song, Folsom Prison Blues. Juanito Efectivo. That's right, Johnny Cash, everybody, the one and only. And if you listen to the start of that live recording, it starts off, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Cash. That's right. One of his early songs, actually. He first recorded it for Sun Records back in 1956. But it was the electric version that he recorded live at Folsom Prison in California in January of 1968 that came to define Johnny Cash and his outlaw, right? Forajido, no? Forajidos, eh? The outlaws, the outlaw persona. The Live from Folsom Prison album helped revitalize his career. And his last chart-topping hit had been Understand Your Man, a song called Understand Your Man in 1964. Folsom Prison Blues was a number one country hit for 4 weeks and generated a great deal of interest in the rebellious Johnny Cash, who made prison reform his political cause of choice and started regularly performing in jails. And he started doing about 12 shows per year in prisons. So this was not just a one-time thing. He went to a bunch of prisons and started to perform for free, mostly in Folsom Prison and also San Quentin. He said, "I don't see anything good come out of prison. You put them in like animals and tear out the souls and guts of them and let them out worse than they went in." So he stood up for the rights of prisoners, which wasn't necessarily a popular stance. Now, a stance is a position or an opinion. But Johnny Cash came off as a champion for the oppressed. Right? A champion, a promoter of people who were oppressed. His next hit record was recorded in San Quentin Prison. It had the humorous song, A Boy Named Sue, which proved that he could be clever and funny. Johnny Cash got his own national TV show in 1969 and became one of the more popular entertainers of the time. And he had this mystique, right? He dressed in black. And his daughter later said, "He was a real man with great faults, great genius and beauty in him, but he wasn't a guy who could save you or anyone else. So he was flawed." This was from his daughter. Now, the most famous line in this song, it's a very powerful line. He says, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." Now, Johnny Cash said he wrote that line while trying to think of the worst reason possible for killing someone. And he said, "It did come to mind quite easily, though." He came up with the line after watching a movie about Folsom Prison called Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison, while he was serving in the U.S. Air Force in Germany. Now, this song makes a great case that song lyrics do not encourage people to kill, right? In a lot of rap songs, for example, are full of these graphic details of murder. And in this song, Cash sings about killing a man in cold blood. And 50 years later, still no one has shot a man in Reno as a result of this song, or at least as far as we know. So it starts off, you know, the song documents life in the prison and knowing that you're not going to get out and reflecting on what you did to get in there. He said, "I hear a train a-coming." Now, I hear a train coming. "I hear a train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But the train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone." Which is a way of saying San Antonio, San Antonio, Texas. We say San Antone. "When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And when I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head, bajo la cabeza, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car." So he's thinking about the train and he says, "This train, it comes here and then it goes away. And I wish I could be with it to go away." Right? He says, "I bet there's rich folks. Supongo que hay gente rica en el tren. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming." Right? "I had it coming" means I did it and I deserve the punishment. "But I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving. And that's what tortures me." So the people on the train, they're able to move. They come here. They come very close to the prison, but it's their choice. Because they're on a train, they're not criminals, they're not prisoners. So he says, those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they had freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I'd bet I'd move it on a little further down the line, far from Folsom Prison. And that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. It's a great song. It's a great song, isn't it, Tino? Great song and a classic, and just the whole idea of the song and the delivery and the live performance from Folsom Prison. Such an iconic moment and a perfect delivery from Johnny Cash. Such an interesting musician. The one and only Mr. Johnny Cash.
Expression of the day.
All right, our expression of the day today is to go bananas. Go bananas. Yeah, to go bananas is like to go crazy, right? Volverse loco. To go bananas. If someone goes bananas, it means they just go crazy.
¿Qué dice, loco?
Yeah. Oh, they went bananas. You went bananas. You went crazy. To go bananas. So I don't know the origin of this. I don't know if it comes from monkeys or what. I suppose if you have a bunch of monkeys and you throw some, you give bananas to, a bunch of monkeys are together. You throw some bananas, then they're going to go crazy, right? Fighting over the bananas. To go bananas. To volverse loco, right? To go bananas. And that is today's expression of the day.
And that's a fact.
Okay, and that's a fact. Time to talk about the world of the cell phone. Oh, no, it's not, Kyle. What are you talking about? Get ethos. We did that the other day, didn't we? We can't talk about the cell phone. It's time to talk about jeans. Los vaqueros. Blue jeans, everybody. Now, we told the story the other day of Levi's. Los Levis.
Yeehaw! All right.
Yeah. Now, I'm not talking about Los Vaqueros as in the Cowboys, but rather the blue jeans. Yeah. So I'm going to give you three facts. This is the way I like to do it. I'm going to give you three statements. And you can tell me which one. ¿Cuál es la mentira? Hey, one of them is a lie. Two truths and a lie, everybody. That's the name of the game. Number one, in 1909, Solomon Levi and William Strauss patented an amazing new kind of fabric, denim, and started selling blue jeans under a company named Levi Strauss. Andrew Strauss, the great-grandson of William, is currently the CEO. Hombre. Well, if you listen to my story, you might know if that one is true or false. If you've paid attention to past episodes. Number two, for a long time in the U.S., jeans were more popularly called dungarees. A name derived from Dungri, India, where a denim-like material was made. In Danish, they're called cowboy busker. And in Hungarian, farmer nadrag. In Hungary. Hungria. Put on your farmer nadrags. That's number two. Fact number three. After President Obama threw out the first pitch at the 2009 All-Star Game, I'm talking baseball here, wearing a pair of Levi's jeans, he was criticized by the media for wearing dad jeans. And Obama responded saying, those jeans are comfortable. And for those of you who want your president to look great in tight jeans, I'm sorry. I'm not the guy. Yeah, exactly. So which one is true and which, well, which ones are true and which one is false, guys? Kublai says number one is the lie. Mentira. And Kublai is right. It is number one. Number one is the lie because, yeah, the Levi Strauss was a Bavarian immigrant to the United States. He did not invent denim. His parents had a dry goods company on the East Coast, and he moved out to the West Coast to get into trading during the gold rush. Fiebre de Oro in California. And he had an idea for pocket fastenings. And it was actually the pocket fastening that he patented. And he worked with another guy, a tailor, to develop what were the first blue jeans. Or pocket openings, or fastening pocket openings, which was a method of using the little copper rivets to reinforce work pants. And that's what he patented with the first blue jeans. So number two was a fact. Dungri is part of Mumbai in India. And a material very similar to denim was made there for a long time. And number three is also true. Obama. He says, you know, Obama was famous for wearing those jeans. He went to the baseball game. He threw out the first pitch for the Washington Nationals on April 5th, 2010. In 2009, wearing those ill-fitting jeans. And then the following year, he had a well-tailored pair of khaki pants when he threw out the first pitch. But anyway, a couple of facts for you about the wonderful world of blue jeans, everybody. I like jeans. Do you like jeans, Tino? Tino likes jeans as well. Mm-hmm. And we're live on Twitch today for all of you Twitch fans and users out there. You can join us. You can get in on the action. But for now, let's talk business, everybody. Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
All right, let's get down to business. And today we're going to practice with a little bit of translation.
Ooh.
Yeah, from the world of marketing. So I'm going to give you a few sentences, un par de frases. A couple of sentences from the world of marketing. And you can translate them into English and we can develop agility with some terminology, some business terminology. Okay, here we go. Here we go, folks. I'm going to pick some good ones.
Estoy orgulloso del producto que vendo.
I'm proud of. I'm proud of the. It's true.
Estoy orgulloso de ello.
I'm proud of the product I sell. I'm proud of it.
El producto fue un éxito de la noche a la mañana.
De la noche a la mañana. Now, we don't say from the night to the day, or from the night to the morning. No, we don't say that. We say, es que fue un éxito de la noche a la mañana. We say the product was an overnight success. Now, Kublai says the product was a success overnight, but we say an overnight success, which is seldom the case. People think things are an overnight success, but usually there's a lot of work that happens behind the scenes, right? To achieve that success. Okay, here we go. This is very sad. Estamos sin Blanca.
We're broke.
I'm sorry, but we're broke. Estamos sin Blanca. To be broke. Now it's not broken.
Roto, no.
Sin Blanca. We say broke. I'm sorry, but, well, we're broke.
Estamos comprometidos con la calidad.
We are committed to quality.
Mm-hmm.
We are committed
to quality. Mucha gente busca el logro individual. A lot of people search for individual accomplishments. A lot, mucha gente busca el logro individual. A lot of people search for individual accomplishments. ¿Qué estás intentando decirnos? What are you trying to tell us? Hey, what are you trying to tell us? All right, I think that's good. Now, these are some good business terms, and we have a lot of them in this book. It's called Business English. Tu guía para conseguir trabajo y triunfar en los negocios en inglés, Business English from Vaughn. So if you need English for your work, this is the book for you, my friends. Business English. Business English, you know it. And there you have it. But it's time to move on. Let's have a look at today's pronunciation.
How are you?
No. How are you?
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 Good. Pronunciation. All right, today's pronunciation. It is time for today's pronunciation. And what we're going to do here is, well, we're going to practice the way we link. Como vamos enlazando palabras. I'm talking about today. No, you know what? No, I'm sorry. I've changed my mind. Let's practice the R. The R. R. Are you ready? Yes. Red. So I'm talking about words that start with the letter R because we don't say red. Yesterday, I read the book. No. So there's no rolling R's in English. You can't do it, folks. No se puede hacer eso. You can't do it. Red. Run. Really. Rich. Rock. Right. Randy. Rogue. Red River. Red River. Randy lives by the Red River. Rainbow. Notice I'm not saying rainbow. Rock. Right. River. No. River. So you just can't roll the R. And it's the same with the double R. In English, if you see a word with a double R, you can't roll this. There's no R. That doesn't exist in English. No existe. Doesn't exist, which is why a lot of native English speakers have a tough time pronouncing that sound because it's new to them. Right? Sounds that are foreign to you, sounds that you are not accustomed to making, are often more difficult for you. But really, there's no, you know, a person born in Spain doesn't have a different tongue from birth that allows them to roll the R. Just like a native English speaker doesn't have a different tongue that allows them to pronounce the S consonant words without saying ES. So we can say, I speak Spanish and not I speak Spanish. My tongue is not any different from yours. But for a Spanish, native Spanish speaker to say, I speak Spanish, sometimes that's a difficult thing just because you're not accustomed to saying it. Okay? But it's really not a more difficult, it's no more difficult. And it's the same with the R of red, run, read, really, rich. I'm reading. Kublai wrote out my list. Rich, rock, right, Randy, rogue, red, river, rainbow. So it's not hard. It's just you have to teach yourself. You have to unlearn the rules sometimes. Unlearn the rules in order to pronounce properly, all right?
The sound is not hard, but you just have to remember and be careful to say it properly. All right, now we have, Chino, it's time for a challenge because we've got to give the folks at home our little online challenge as we go to the world of Twitter. But today is Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
All right, everybody, the Twitter translation. This is that part of the show where I give you a sentence in Spanish and you say it in English. Okay?
Ah, claro.
Okay? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Te lo mandaré tan pronto como lo tenga. Te lo mandaré tan pronto como lo tenga. Te lo mandaré. So if you want to participate, people at home are saying, ah, I know it, I know it. Well, how can you participate? Well, they can get at me on Twitter or on Instagram. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Encuentra a Kyle en Instagram y en Twitter.
I'm Kyle Miller.
Lo que es lo mismo,
Twitter, Twitter, el Twitter, right? Twitter or Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. You can also participate during today's show on Twitch, where we're live here from the Vaughn Radio Studio. You can come on in and join us on Twitch by following the channel, quite simply called, perfectly titled, in fact, Vaughn Radio. Right? A great title for the channel because it's the Vaughn Radio channel. Baugan. Or as you say in Spain, Baugan. Baugan Radio. Baugan Radio. The Twitch channel. Twitch. So come on in, folks, and join the fun. We'll be here for another half an hour. Otra media hora. Media hora más. Let's see what's coming up on the rest of the Drive Time show. Let's see what we're going to talk about, because in a minute we have to take a break. But let's see what we're going to talk about on the rest of the show. We're going to get into questions from listeners like you in our by request portion. So if you have questions, send them to me. A great way to participate is also through the Facebook group. I streamed the first half hour into the Facebook group. It's called English with Kyle. So if you're a Facebook user, make sure you follow the group and you can share your questions in my question thread there on Facebook. So I'm going to answer questions in the by request portion. We're also going to hear our trending topic. We're going to hear about a new, well, not new, but a tiny Leonardo da Vinci sketch that has sold. Leonardo da Vinci. I'll tell you how much that sold for. A small but magnificent painting by the great Leonardo da Vinci has recently sold. I'll tell you that story. We're also going to get into history. Do you remember the movie Die Hard? La Jungla de Cristal. I think they call it around here in English. Die Hard. We're going to talk about that one. And the history of that one. That one came out on this day in 1988. And also Johnny Cash. The reason why we talked about Johnny Cash today was because he was dumped by his record label on this day in 1986. They said, fuera! And he had to leave the record label. I'll tell you why a little bit later in the Drive Time show. As we get into our last half hour, let's take a quick break, but I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown. Nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Bauer RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting